Chapter 14, A True Trinity, The Paradox of Salvation. Throughout this journey, we have explored some of the deepest questions of human life. Why do we resist Christ? Why does life unfold through struggle and duality? How did humanity fall so far from God? And how was a way back opened? Now we arrive at the final question. How do we actually live this truth? Living in paradox. If we truly ask to know ourselves, to recognize our lovability and the beauty of our true spirit, we will receive that knowledge. For that is what salvation truly means, and Christ made this possible. As he said, he is the way, he is the truth, and he is life. After what he accomplished, it is no longer futile to try. God understands our inner workings. Because of this, forgiveness already exists for the things we may feel ashamed of. He knows we have to go through our sins so we can recognize them and choose a different way. This process of transformation takes place within the world of duality. This is the reality of opposites, where everything splits into either or. So it can be hard for us to grasp that the personal aspect of salvation, this notion that Jesus is here to help us, contains three paradoxical truths. 1. We are responsible for our own salvation. No one else can do this work for us. 2. Yet we cannot do it alone. We need others who walk this path with us, people who can often see in us what we cannot see ourselves. And 3. Without God, without the living presence of Jesus Christ, this task would be far beyond our strength. Our salvation is our own choice. Going through this requires our intention, our self-responsibility, our will, and our effort. At times, it can feel like a sacrifice. We have to give up our time and energy to work on ourselves. Letting go of a lower self habit can feel like a tremendous sacrifice. We'll have to give up some decadent lower self gratification, at least for a while, so that higher pleasures can take root. No one, not even God, can make us do this if we don't want to. Because that would go against all spiritual laws, whose author is, after all, God. Together, we gain perspective. But then here we often are, mired in our misperceptions, too involved and blind to see our own part. We need the mirror that others can offer us. We must also be willing to look into those mirrors. We have to give up our pretenses and defenses and become willing to show ourselves as we are. This requires vulnerability and total inner truth. We need to learn to receive, even if this makes us feel weak at first, because only then can we give of ourselves. We may give many things before this, but we cannot truly give ourselves until we learn how to receive. Working with others fulfills the law of brotherhood and sisterhood, which we could also call the law of shared humanity. We simply can't reach the top of the mountain by ourselves through the way of seclusion and separateness. People who try to do so have their own rationales, but deep down, they avoid exposing themselves to others. Whatever success they achieve then is, at best, only a half measure, and it cannot last. It's just not grounded in spiritual or practical reality. Lastly, we can direct our positive aggression toward constructive action, such as dedicating ourselves to our spiritual path. We do this by deciding daily to face the truth in difficult or confusing situations. Then we can fulfill the law of brotherhood and sisterhood by overcoming our resistance to revealing ourselves as we really are. Eventually, we reach a point where our emotions, reactions, and even our beliefs do not respond to willpower alone. Then we constantly need higher powers to help us find the way. For we must work deeper than the levels we can control with our ego mind alone. This teaches us how to find the balance between mastering ourselves and surrendering to the great master. This perspective opens new doors, making a personal relationship with Jesus Christ a living reality. Once we feel held in his arms, rocked in the comfort that only Christ can give, we will never doubt again. Although we may lose this feeling and need to rediscover it again and again, until at last our whole consciousness will become filled with the Christ within. Listen deeply and sense the reality of this blessing. When our will aligns with God's will, we rediscover the freedom we were given from the beginning. When we seek to know Jesus, we are working for our own deepest good. Each of us is a cause worth fighting for. And the more we open our eyes to Christ, the more we discover the truth he revealed from the beginning. The kingdom of God lives within us. This is the true Trinity, our willingness, the help of one another, and the living presence of Christ within. The light of Christ enters the world each time we choose truth, humility, and love. This work is copyrighted by Jill Lurie, founder and manager of Finesse LLC, all rights reserved.